to the sixth chapter of the book of Galatians. Galatians, the sixth chapter. Hear ye the reading of God's word. Brethren, verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone. For every man shall bear his own burden. I want to talk to you on this Family and Friends Day of celebration. Restoring the family back to its rightful place. On last Sunday, I talked to you from the theme, Restoring Shattered Lives. I tried to give you words of encouragement in rebuilding your lives once it has been shattered and broken by trials, tribulations, and disappointments. How many know that every now and then you just need a little bouncing back power? Can I get a witness? Amen. When our lives are hurt and damaged by negative experiences, we need to be restored and revitalized. And one thing the devil majors in, he majors in getting us down. And not only does he majors in getting us down, but he is very divisive and he knows how to keep you down. Can I get a witness here? But God is in the restoration business. How many of you know that God is in the restoration business? Amen. Is there anyone here today that can witness and can testify that you know what it is to be down? You know what it is to have some down experiences. You know what it is to have some shatteredness in your life, having dreams and hopes that may be shattered. Can I get a witness? But you have experienced the power of God putting you back on your feet. And when we talk about restoring, we just simply means that God helps us to get back on our feet. He helps us to get to put the broken pieces of our lives back together. Sometimes life can get very fragmented. Sometimes life can get in disarray. And if you don't have God on your side, and if you don't know God, when the wind blows in your life, and when the storms come in your life, I tell you, you can have a nervous breakdown if you don't know God. Somebody here today need to know that God is a God that puts us back together. I'm so glad that God didn't leave me to the curb. I'm so glad that God didn't leave me broken, and God is not going to leave you broken because he's in the restoration business. I wish I had a witness in this house here today. But from time to time, we all stand in need to be restored. We all need to be encouraged not to let our problems and struggles keep us down. And you know, brothers and sisters, if God have picked you up, and God has restored you, you ought to ask God to help you to restore somebody else. Can I get a witness? You ought to ask God to use you. Amen. Ask God to direct you to put somebody back on their feet. We are facing today not only problems individually, but we are also facing problems collectively. In these challenging times, our homes and our families undergoing problems and struggles that are threatening the foundation of the family, the stability of the family. There are nagging problems that beat down on the family. Perhaps you are here today and you feel weighted down because so much is going wrong in your family, going wrong in your life, going wrong with your marriage, wrong with your siblings, wrong with your parents. Just sometimes look like life can just be caving in on you. But there are things that are beating down on the family. The family, so many families today are going through a stormy time. Can they witness a stormy time? There are problems of joblessness, wayward children getting in trouble with the law. I tell you, you got to tell these young people today, stay out of trouble, because nobody have money, amen, to bail them out. People don't have money, amen, to buy a lawyer. People don't have $30,000 and $40,000 and $50,000 to fight the case for you. Can I get a witness? Somebody need to hear me today, because some of these young folks are acting crazy. Can I get a witness? They're acting just like it doesn't matter what they say or what they do. And I don't mean any disrespect, but I tell you, when you are people of color, you better watch it. Can I get a witness? I say you better watch it. Amen. They don't even mind. I think if they could haul us all up and take us back to Africa, I think they would. But I come to tell you, brothers and sisters, you better mind how you live and you better mind how you act. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? We talk about the three strike law, amen. Sometimes is argued against, and that is unjust. But I tell you, if you've been in jail one time, you all have enough sense not being in jail two more times. Now, when you shouldn't got in jail, you shouldn't got in jail the first time. But now you all, if God let you out of jail and you've been in jail 5 years, 6 years, and 7 years, and then you get released after a 7 year sentence and you can't stay out of trouble 1 month, you deserve to go back to the pen. Y'all don't have to say amen, because I brought my amens with me here. Can I get a witness? I say, I brought my amens with me here. Amen. But these things trouble mothers, and these things trouble fathers. When you see your son, when you see your daughter not going in the right direction, and when you see them in a helpless situation and you not able to bail them out, you don't have the money, you don't have the lawyer money, you don't have the bail money, and I tell you, it's stressful. Can I get a witness? Every last one of us almost know something about children and relatives getting in trouble. Can I get a witness? I can tell you right now, I know something about family problems. I know about loved ones in my family getting in trouble. I'm not just preaching to you. Can I get a witness? I know something about it as well. Can I get a witness? And I come to tell you today, these things that happen and that hit your family can knock the wind out of you. And every now and then, you need God to restore you. Every now and then, you need God to put you back on your feet. I'm telling you, somebody needs some family restoration. Say, the family need to be restored. Oh, yes, amen, because there are members of our families, amen, that are with a handout. There are some families always on the take. Y'all know any family folks like that? They never contribute. They never do. They never give. They never help. They always want somebody to help them like they can't help themselves. When is the time that some of these people gonna help somebody else? When is the time that some of these children gonna stop begging their mom and dad for a dollar and begin to give mom and dad some gratitude dollar, some gratitude money, something to show some sense of responsibility and some sense of appreciation? All right. Somebody need to hear me. I said somebody need to hear me. Y'all watch these. Watch this stuff. Giving these kids everything. My little granddaughter said to me, Poppy, she called me Poppy. She said, Poppy, I bet if it were 10 o'clock at night, and I were hungry and I wanted something to eat, I bet you, Poppy, you would get out of the bed and go and get me something to eat. And I was a sucker. I answered before I thought. And I said, you know I would. But brothers and sisters, sometimes we got to let people know that things are not free. Kind of get a witness that sometime, whatever you want folks to do for you, you got to also be willing to do for them. I wish somebody hear me today. I think sometimes our parents, amen, teach our children that life is full of handouts. Can I get a witness? And I don't mean any disrespect, amen, because we just got to talk about it today, amen, amen. Too many of our black people, can I get a witness, want to have a welfare mentality. Can I get a witness? They want to live on welfare. They want some welfare system to pay their housing bill, their food bill. Brothers and sisters, if God have given you strength and God has given you health, you ought to try to sign yourself up to work for a living. Yeah, I tell you this, because I don't want to put no negative spirit on welfare. Because you see, the system should be to help those who can't help themselves, to help those who need help. And none of us know when we're going to need a little extra help. Can I get a witness? But that shouldn't be that you should be irresponsible and do and not do for yourself. I'm telling you, the family need to be stored and go back to its rightful place and do what you can for yourself and live a sense of responsibility. Will somebody ask the Lord, help me, Lord, to take me back to the place where I first found you? There are things that are tearing the family apart. And since this is a family and friends day, I know most of this message zero in on family. But let me tell you, family and friends are connected. Because if you know how to treat your family right, you'll know how to treat your friends right. If you misuse and abuse your family, you'll misuse and abuse every relationship that come in your way. Can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness? Amen. Ain't no need for you to have to get married 5 times before you find one person. You start getting married 5 times, amen, and you're going to put, I can't find a good woman, amen. I would have been married just one time, but I got to get married 5 times because ain't no good women out there. Or women say, ain't no good men out there. No such thing. God got somebody for you. Can I get a witness? Amen, amen. But sometimes people bring abuse into the relationship. Sometimes people bring negativity into the relationship. They end one relationship, one marriage, and bring all the other stuff, all the other baggage into the new one. Somebody ought to say amen. Y'all don't want me to talk about it. Amen. I have a sense there's a little tension in the air. Can I get witness? Amen. But somebody needs to hear this today. Somebody needs to say, Lord, make me the kind of person I ought to be. Make me the kind of man I ought to be. Make me the kind of woman I ought to be. God can make you the type of person that folks want to be around you. Can I get witness? And let me tell you, I know that life sometimes is not fair. And God knows that too. But that's not the point. The point is, you always do your part, and God will always do his part. There's so much stress, so much trouble, so many in our families that make the home an uncomfortable place instead of a place of love, peace, and joy. Somebody ought to say, restore the family. Restore the home where there be love in it, there be peace in it, and there be joy. Let me tell you, anything you can do to make the home a happy home, you ought to do it. Can I get a witness? You don't have to run your house like somebody else run their house, because what works for you may not work for somebody else. And what works for them may not work for you. But one thing I tell you, God is a God of love. God is a God of wisdom. God is a God of order. God is a God of knowledge. And he will direct you just what to do and what not to do. We serve a God that is on the main line. I feel like talking about it today. There's a need in the family for the family to be restored. Back to that place. I say back to that place. That meaningful place. That meaningful place of love. That meaningful place of care. That meaningful place of peace. That meaningful place of harmony and closeness. Do you know the devil doesn't like when we know how to get along with one another? You know, the devil enjoys when we're always fighting one another, in fighting. But I come to tell you, if you know Jesus, if you know God, you know something about peace. Can I get witness? You know something about joy, because God said Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Can I get a witness? I want to talk to you about restoring the family back to its rightful place. How many of you know that you've been blessed? How many know you've been blessed? Some of y'all been so blessed. You came from homes where your mother and father were together, where they demonstrated peace and love among each other. Loving brothers, loving sisters, loving aunts and uncles. And I want to tell somebody, don't take these things for granted. Because there are a whole lot of people don't know what it is to have a loving family. There are a whole lot of people don't know what it is to have a loving family, a kind family. Can I get witness? Whenever you can call up your mother, whenever you can call up your father, you ought to thank God. And that's why you ought to treat your mother right on Mother's Day. Can I get a witness? Don't be going around forgetting about Mother's Day. Can I get a witness? If you don't have any money, you can get enough money to get a car together. And if you can't even, if you can't buy one, you can get on the computer, amen, and make up one. Can I get a witness? Amen. If you don't have a computer, just write something and just say, Mother, I love you. Mother, I care for you. Somebody ought to talk to me here today. Amen. Don't be selfish. Don't always look for your mother and your father to do for you. You learn how to do for them sometimes. Sit them down and say, Mother, this is your day. I'm going to cook the meal. I'm going to put it together. Amen. These young folks don't want to cook anymore. Do you know a lot of these young ladies don't know how to cook a meal? This is incredible. I mean, can't cook a meal. I mean, you need to know how to cook collard greens. You need to know how to cook potato salad. You certainly need to know how to bake a chicken. Oh, Lord, help me today. Lord, help me today. Lord, take us back. I said, Lord, take us back. When I think about it, I know I'm blessed. My mother and father raised 8 children. It's something about a blessed home that nothing takes the place of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? When you walk in the kitchen, and mom in the kitchen, nowadays these women of the 21st century, they too independent now. Amen. Amen. You, young guys, find a woman that can cook. Amen. 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 Talk back to me. Somebody say, find a man that can cook. Amen. And I tell you, that man won't be me, will he? Amen. God is good. Nothing like going in the kitchen, smelling the aroma of the food. Smelling the bacon, smelling the sausage, seeing the biscuits on the table. Can I get a witness? I say nothing like it, amen. Nothing like it. And you know, we nowadays, we don't eat, amen, in plates like we used to. We do paper plate today. But that's all right. Long as it's on the table, it's better than nothing. Let's give God some praise in this place. And let's thank him for being so good to us. Take us back, Lord. Take us back to that place where we used to be. That place when the family was close, knitted together. That place where the family had a network of care. Anybody know that God can still do it? Can I get a witness? In order for the family to be restored to its rightful place, I believe it must first start with God. Can I get a witness? I say it must first start with God. We need to put God back into the family. We need to put God back into the home. We need to realize that no one can substitute for the place of God in your family. Used to be a time when our mothers and fathers loved God. Can I get a witness? Used to be a time that our mothers and father raised us up in church. Can I get a witness? These children today, so many of them are being raised without knowing about the love of God. I wish someone hear me today because God trying to speak to you. Can I get a witness? You can put education under their belt, but there's no substitute, amen, for putting God in their lives. There's something education cannot do. It cannot take the place of God. Listen to Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, amen, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want to talk to somebody that's struggling here today. I want to talk to somebody that barely can make it. Somebody that has no money in the bank. Let me tell you, if you put God first, he'll fix it in your life. If you put God first, he'll make a way out of nowhere. Is there anyone here today can tell somebody, I know God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory? I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, my mom and dad didn't have a whole lot of money to give me, but such as they had, they gave unto me. They didn't have silver and gold, but one thing they did have, they had God. Can I get a witness? And they put God in my life. The best thing they ever done for me, the best gift they have ever given me, is to have God in my life. When I went to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I took God. When I came 3,000 miles from Pennsylvania to California, I brought God with me. When the storms of life came and flooded my life, God stood up in my life. I come to tell you, you need to put God in your children's heart. You need to put God in their life, because God can do for them what their husband can do. God can do for them what their mothers and fathers, sisters and brother, what money can do for them. See ye first. Just give me about a few more minutes. Let me just say this. In Matthew 22:37, it said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. I just want to say a word to you mothers and fathers. Amen. You lazy mothers and fathers, if I may talk to you. Amen. Amen. You mothers and fathers that sleep on Sunday morning. Can I get witness? You mothers and fathers that never take your children to Sunday school. You mothers and fathers that never take them to church. You mothers and fathers that do everything else on Sunday but give God that day. I come to tell you, shame on you. Can I get witness? If your mother brought you in church and your dad brought you in church, you can't do no less for your children. If there ever was a time that they need God more than ever, they need him today. If there ever was a time that they need to lean on God, if there ever was a time that they need to trust God, if there ever was a time that they need to serve God, if there ever was a time that all have God in their heart, the time is surely now. I said the time is surely now. We living in the dark days. We living in difficult days. We living in evil days. We living in the day where men and women have forgotten about God, but praise God for a foundation in your life. Somebody else said, thank God for my mother. Thank God for my father. Thank God for them making me go to church when I didn't want to go. Thank God for them. If you want your family to be strong, give them God. Can I get a witness? I want to say a word about this verse, Galatians 6. It says, and listen to it, brethren, you might want to look at it. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now, brothers and sisters, let nobody fool you. All of us have some faults. There's not one of us that is perfect. Can I get a witness? All of us make some mistakes along life pathway. All of us at times make bad decisions. And sometimes a poor judgment. Sometimes we mishandle situation. Can I get a witness? That's what he's talking about, a fault. You see, a fault is not just sin. Can I get a witness? A fault is failure in your life, mistakes in your life, misjudgment, mishandling. All that is a fault. Sometimes we don't do things the right way. And sometimes we make things worse than it should be. And the Bible said, and one thing I like about God is that when you make a mistake, he said he will restore. Now, I got to talk to you a little bit because I'm not going to be able to get to these points because I want to talk about parenting and I want to talk about provision and protection, but that's all right. I know you didn't come to camp out with me. Amen. See, some of you even looking at the clock, clocking me. Can I get with you? Clocking and saying how long New Joy stays in service. Can I get with you? Y'all better be glad to be in the presence of the Lord, because the Lord didn't have to allow you to be here. Can I get a witness? But someone hear me today. You see, the Bible said he that restores the one. Amen. Consider yourself. You know, some folks don't know how to talk to one another. Sometimes a young lady has a baby and she have a baby out of wedlock. And the old mothers used to really get on that one. Can I witness? Just like they weren't fresh. Can I get a witness? Y'all don't want me to talk here. Can I get a witness? Yeah, some of them were a pistol in their day. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? And they're gonna restore this lady, this young lady who having a baby out of wedlock. They forgetting all about it. They're forgetting that all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. Would someone hear me today? Amen. Amen. You shouldn't beat up on the person so bad that they feel ashamed to come to church. Can I get a witness? They are not feel shame, but they can come to church and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, give me another chance. If they're a place where they all feel comfortable, they all feel comfortable coming to the house of God. Can I get a witness? Amen. When the young girl, amen, is pregnant, amen, and the baby come. Can I get a witness? You can't just beat her down. Can I get a witness? She can't take the baby back. Can I get a witness? The baby is here. Can I get a witness? Now you got to put your arms of love around her. Can I get a witness? You got to let her know that here at New Joy, there's love here. Here at New Joy, we preach the word. We preach the gospel. That we preach a gospel that said God can restore. That God can put you back on your feet. You don't have to crawl under a bridge. Can I get a witness? You got to tell them that God is your refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. I come to tell you, God been good to somebody. Can I get a witness? Somebody knows what I'm talking about. When you were out there in the world acting crazy like you had no sense and putting drugs in your veins and messing up your mind. But I come to tell you, there's a God that doesn't want you to live like that. There's a God that will clean you up. Can I get a witness? There's a God that can wash you. There's a God that can turn your life all around. I don't know what's your story, but I come to tell you, this is my story. Jesus washed me whiter than snow. I come to tell you, there's a God of love, and there's a God of mercy. There's a God that will fix it in your life. I come to tell you, if you give your life and give your heart to Jesus Christ, if you let him light in your life. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. I come to tell somebody that God not only can restore your physical body, can restore your mental health. Can he do it? God can operate on your mind. Yes, he can. He can give you a clear mind. He can help you to go to bed at night and rest. I come to tell somebody, don't let your troubles get you down. I come to tell you, if you let go and let God, I wish I had a witness in this house. God can and God will. He'll pick you up and turn you around. Sometime the load get heavy, but wait on him. He will come. He may not come when you want him, but he will come. The road get heavy. The mountains are hard to climb, but I learned to lean on him. I learned to stretch out on his word. I learned that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. When my father, hey,
God is good. He will restore you. If your life is without joy, excitement, you need Jesus. You don't have to go around complaining all the time. You don't have to go around with a sad song and a sad story all the time. And you don't have to live beneath your privilege. Can I get a witness? The same God that made a way for your mom and your dad, and they didn't even have the education that you have. They didn't even have opportunities that you have. The same kind of jobs that you have. Some of your mothers and fathers don't know what it is to make the thousands of dollars that you make. But yet they got a house. Can I get a witness? They have food. Some of these young people, maybe I shouldn't say young people. Maybe I should just say some of these people. My glasses, please. They make a whole lot of money and don't have a thing to show for it. Just crazy. Buying a BMW when you ought to be in the Chevrolet. Going around, walking around, looking like you got $1 million and don't have a dime in the bank. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. You don't have to try to impress anybody. Just thank God for who you are and what you have. Some of y'all will be much better off if you waited for that big car, that big house, and just be glad to be in an apartment. Just be glad to have a roof over your head. Got to learn how to crawl before you walk. Walk before you run. Don't get caught up in all this commercial and all this movie star stuff. You don't have Stevie Wonder money. Can I get a witness? You don't have these movie stars' money. Amen. You don't need to, amen, have to pay more than you can afford. Just thank God. We got to learn like the old folks did. Learn how to do things step by step. Brick by brick. Learn how to put a little pennies away. Amen. When you want to buy something, learn some economics. Learn how to buy something that tides you over. Can I get a witness? And then when the summertime comes, and you go to Hawaii, you didn't take every dime that you had to get there. And when you get back, you'll have nothing. That doesn't make any sense. Because when you get back, you still got to pay the rent, don't you? Are they going to give it to you? When you get back from your vacation after you spend $2,000 or $3,000, and you know you can't afford $2,000 or $3,000, you better go somewhere an hour away, or maybe you might even go somewhere a half an hour away. You can't take the wings of United. You got to pay for the wings of United. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. God blessing you with thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars a month. Ain't a whole lot of money. But you got to use it wisely. Because there come a time you won't have that money. And there come a time you won't have the strength to go to work, amen, 8 hours a day. You get 65 years old and 70 years old, you don't feel like pulling a whole day. Y'all talk to me. All you got to do, talk to some of my members who have retired. Amen. They ain't working all day long. But these grandchildren can give you a second job. I know that's right. Amen. Come and give the Lord a hand of praise. And just in case you want to write these three things down, you may. Because there are three areas that the family need to be restored back to its rightful place. And that is parenting. We need good parents. Amen? The other area is provisions. Amen. We got to learn how to provide for each other and care for each other. And the last one is protection. The house needs to be a place of safety and a place of security. Amen. Amen. God, will you just give my Jesus a hand of appreciation? How many of you can say that you've been brought up in safe homes? Mothers and fathers brought you up in a safe home. Amen. Will you just give those people a hand? Amen. How many of you can say the Lord has blessed you with good friends? Good friends in your life. Good friends in your life. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. Amen. I want to admonish you here today to give God a chance. Because restoration starts with you. And one thing the devil does not want you to do or to happen today. He wants you to leave and go as business as usual. But sometimes we need to make a change in life. Look at yourself. Take inventory of your life. Inventory of how you raise your children. You know the right way. The Bible says train them up in the way they should go. That means you all raise them in church. That means you all be in church. You can't bring them up in a way that you are not up in. Can I get a witness? I want to tell you it's the right thing to do. And the Lord will bless you. And what you can't do, God will help you. Am I right? All God asks for us to do our best and do what he has asked us to do. And he will do the rest. And if you're here today and the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, and you really just want to do what's right, you want to please God, that's what it's all about. It starts in your heart. Starts with you and Jesus. You want to go in the right direction. You want to When you go to heaven, you want to take somebody there with you. Can I get a witness? You want to take somebody with you. I tell you, but you got to have faith in Christ. You got to have the love of God. If you're here today, want to join Jesus Christ, lift your hand. If you want to be a part of the church, will you just lift your hands? If you know that God is speaking to you, amen, and you know that he's telling you that your house, your family, your life need to be restored. I mean, God's a good God, isn't he? He's a wonderful Savior. He's a mighty and loving and merciful God. We praise him today. Will you just bow your heads as we pray together? Oh Lord, our Father, unto thee do we praise you. Unto thee do we give you glory. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shut in. We pray for the shut out. We pray for those that may be down in their spirit and need a spiritual lift. We pray, oh God, for strength. We plead for their help, their recovery. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just want to say that our children and youth, immediately after church, there will be a bake sale, amen, for the children youth choir. Are they outside? Where are they at? All right, they're outside as you go. Amen. Even if you don't eat cakes, just buy one anyway to help the children out. Amen. Amen. It's nice when a church get together and want to help our children and help our youth. So please do that. In your bulletin, praise the Lord, there is a envelope in there for a seed offering. And I'm asking everyone today who can, who will, to give a special offering to help the work of the Lord, $25 or whatever the Lord lays on your heart. How many of you know there's a blessing in giving? How many of you know there's a blessing in giving? Amen. How many of you know that God helps us to grow in those areas? Amen. How many of you are aware of the fact